T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. If you don't have the Odyssey app on your phone, on your tablet, on your whatever, you got to get it, man.
Yeah, baby.
It's got all the audio that matters to you. I mean, really, there's just so much awesome audio on the Odyssey app, including, of course, KISW. You can listen to us live, listen to all the podcasts, all the music, the news, the sports, anything that moves you, man. And, of course, a brand new year, which is brand new BJ Shea Geek Nation episodes.
Oh, look out. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big talk this week? Is it Star Wars?
Of course. It's Star Wars.
Boba Fett. Of course, yeah.
Is it Boba Fett?
There will be some Boba Fett.
Yeah, baby.
There'll be some Spider-Mans. Oh, yeah. There'll maybe some Matrixes.
Yep.
Or Matrices.
Oh, yeah.
Matrices? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the way you're supposed to say it. Every Friday, Monday, and Wednesday, new episodes of BJ Shea's Geek Nation, which you can get on that Odyssey app. And download it today, man. That's AUDACY Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
It's Tuesday, so let's turn down for tequila.
What? Tequila.
Okay.
Tequila. See, right there. And it is, what was it, National Eat What You Want Day?
Yes.
So you can mix that tequila with whatever you want.
Oh, well, okay, that's drinking what I want day. I don't know if that's happening.
Well, you can have something to eat with it, and that can be whatever you want, but I'm saying you should still keep to the tequila.
Ah, all right then. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, it's still whatever. Do whatever you want. Let's get to our contestant. We got Steven in Kingston. Steven, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve. This Steve. Get out of here.
Or stay. Do whatever you want. We really, you know.
You know what? I think I'll stay then.
No, you can't do that.
Why? I can do what I want.
No, you can eat what you want. It's National Eat What You Want Day.
You did say do what you want.
Do what you want, too.
Yeah. We're going to do it together. We're playing the game against each other together.
Woo! That's right, baby.
That would be.
Right,
I'll go. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how that would work, and now you're just breaking my brain on here. For those playing at home, Steven will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Steven, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the only letter of the alphabet not to appear in any name of U.S. in any U.S. state?
X.
No.
Z.
No.
Pass.
What was the first animal to be successfully cloned?
Goat.
No.
Sheep.
Yes. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
E.T.
No.
Pass.
Cam Newton plays what position in football?
Quarterback.
Yes. In what month were the original Star Wars films released?
April.
No.
February.
No.
March.
No. In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away?
1990s?
No.
80s?
Yes. Who played Dan Connor on Roseanne?
Oh, man. I can't remember his name. Pass.
Which bodily organ produces urine?
Bladder.
No.
Kidneys.
Yes. A plague is a group of what insect?
Fleas?
No.
I have no idea.
All right. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Choke.
Yeah. It was like, this Steven needs this Steve to choke or not do great.
But
yeah,
again,
yeah, I guess you could do what you want, even though it's just eat what you want day.
Yeah, baby.
Turned into something very, very
hopefully
weird.
He chokes on whatever he eats.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to have to rethink that chicken I was planning on eating earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many,
watch
many
for
bites.
Bones. Watch for bones.
It's boneless, buddy.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the only letter of the alphabet not to appear in the name of any U.S. state?
Yes, man.
X? No.
Q.
Yes.
Nice.
What was the first animal to be successfully cloned?
A sheep.
Yes.
Dolly, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Ooh. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No.
Good movie, though.
Star... Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Star Wars.
No. Cam Newton plays what position in football?
Quarterback.
Yes. In what month were the original Star Wars films released?
Ooh. December.
No.
November.
No.
October.
No.
Oh.
In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away?
The 10s.
No.
The 20s?
No.
The 30s.
No. Who played Dan Connor on Roseanne?
John Goodman.
Yes. Which bodily organ produces urine?
The liver.
No.
Oh, crap. The kidney.
Yes. A plague is a group of what insect?
Locusts.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Six? Yeah, six. You win. 6-4.
Oh, sorry about that, Steven.
Yeah, so close, yet so far away.
Yeah, choke on your own food, buddy.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a good winner right there.
That's a classy winner.
Yeah, good sport there. Good sport.
Yeah, gracious.
Does anybody know the film that Steven Spielberg won his first Oscar for Best Director?
I believe I do. Anybody else? No?
No.
The Jedi?
I believe it was Schindler's List.
It is Schindler's List, and most of those are George Lucas-type movies. Oh. But I know Empire Strikes Back, I know he didn't even direct that one, so...
Damn it. Wrong franchise.
Yes. In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away? Steven got this one correct. It was the 80s. He didn't die until 1989.
That would have got me. I thought he died earlier than that.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
He was a 20th century artiste.
You would think it's a former artist, BJ. You would know that.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good point. You're right. I totally have let my artist fandom down.
Well, in spite of all of that, Steve, congratulations. You still won.
What about Star Wars when it came out, buddy? Nobody got that right.
Nobody did get that one right. Do you know that one?
Oh, it's, I think, got to be July.
No, it wouldn't be.
Would it be August then?
No, it wouldn't be.
Would it be April? May?
There you go. It is May.
Damn it.
Yes.
They came out in May?
Mm-hmm. They all came out towards the end of May. I think Memorial Day around those areas, because it was like the 21st or the 25th on those ones.
Wow. For some reason, I felt like it was the summer of 77 when I saw that movie, but I guess it was May of 77.
Did you see it on opening weekend?
I know I didn't see it on opening weekend, but I feel like I saw it, you know, before anybody else was really figuring it out.
Right on. So, yeah, but they were May. So, again, congratulations, Steve.
Good job, Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's about time. Okay. So it is National Eat What You Want Day, and, well, of course, when you have something like this, you ask people, all right, you get to eat what you want, what do you want? And we got the top foods that people say they would eat every single day if they didn't have to worry about the consequences of eating that food.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ice cream. My wife and I were just talking about that yesterday. Like, she was wondering if she could ever get sick of eating ice cream. And I said,
number four,
I'd like
on
to
the
find
list.
Out. Yeah, I would want to eat ice cream every single day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Really good ice cream. I mean, really good ice cream. Like you know, Molly Moon's, quality.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, all qualities. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess, you know, I've become a little bit of a snob Because, you know, again, you get snobbish when you know you are spending calories, you know, like, I don't want to eat crap and get calories. So when it comes to ice cream, it's like, let me make sure I really go and get myself a good ice cream if I'm going to have it.
I can't think of a time where I thought this ice cream's crap, even like store bought, like just like the basic vanilla ice creams at a store. I've been like, this is delicious.
Even the little cups with the little wooden
spoons.
Those
are the best with the chocolate vanilla ones.
Yes, the swirly.
I
could eat like 10 of those right now.
Ice cream.
There's what? Molly Moon's. And Steve, I don't know if you got to do this when you were in Hawaii. A place called Lappert's. That's delicious ice cream. So to me, I feel like that's just a step above like supermarket brand. And anything you get in the supermarket.
Well, you beef highfalutin all you want. I'm going to take whatever ice cream chucked at me.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's. But ice cream is number four on the list. Somebody in this room. I know what they like for food, and it is number one on this list.
Pizza!
That is Danny as the winner, ladies.
Yeah!
You can't have bad pizza, ever.
Yeah, and that's what everybody would want to have if there were no consequences.
The problem with pizza, too, is that you just can't eat, like, one or two slices. But I need to eat the entire pie.
If you didn't gain weight, can you imagine how many pizzas we'd crush a day?
Forget
it. And just have it one in the break
room. I
would
be eating a slice right now as we're talking.
Exactly.
And just think of you can put everything on a pizza. Yeah. Like anything you want. So at that point, like if it's like you can only have one food forever, it would be pizza because you can put whatever you want on it.
See, now for me, I love pizza, but number two might actually be my number one.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
No, it's not hot dogs, but it's in the pizza family as far as culture.
Culture.
well, you're close, Vicky.
Raviolis.
Steve, you are a little too specific, but pasta, basically.
Pasta.
You know, either ravioli is stuffed pasta, but yeah, pasta's number two. Yeah, I love pasta. I mean, you know, I was raised in an Italian family, so in the Northeast, so pasta was our life. You know, pasta was just, you always had pasta.
Yeah, like even just like we very infrequently have spaghetti days, but I get really, really excited, even though it's kind of like, well, we'll just throw everything into a pot and that's what you get and it's fine. But I'm like, no, I really, really, really like spaghetti.
I'm with you, Rev. Yeah.
Someone wanted to go back to the ice cream thing and said, Steve, would you eat black licorice ice cream?
No.
I mean, like I said, all ice cream because of the typical flavors.
All
like,
brands.
I mean, someone just said, hey, would you, you love ice cream so much, why don't you just have poop ice cream? I'm like, well, no. It's not.
Oh, really. Don't knock it till you try it. Poop ice cream's amazing.
You're not picky on brands.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't. Certain flavors I'm just not going to roll with. And black licorice would definitely be one of those flavors.
Yeah, right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you brought in black licorice ice cream right now, I would at least try it.
Right. Well, for science.
Right.
Science!
Oh, someone said Safeway carries those ice cream cups with the wooden spoons.
Ooh,
they've got caramel swirl, strawberry swirl, chocolate swirl, birthday cake. And also Breyers cups.
It does bring you back. When I grew up in Massachusetts, Hood was the dairy, and so they called them Hoodsies, the little cups with the spoons. They were so good.
I would always get mad, though, if there wasn't like a perfect amount, like 50% chocolate, 50% vanilla. If like one like we just had like 80% chocolate, I'm like, what is this? What do your job. You had one job.
Quality control is really lacking on this one.
Right. I'm a 5-year-old questioning the work ethic of a person filling ice cream cups.
Now, Danny,
Or a machine. Yeah, right.
Danny, did you sample any of the Friendly's ice cream? I mean, I think you had a shake when you were in Massachusetts because Friendly's ice cream, which is a local place in Massachusetts, so good.
I didn't have a shake. We did. Lily made me get ice cream after every meal we had, though. So
yeah.
I had the cookie dough and it was great.
Yeah. Friendly's is good stuff. See, that's
our buddy Photog Jim from King 5 said sushi every day, all day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sushi didn't make the top 10. Oh. Interesting. Well,
there's a large number of people that just don't want to party with sushi at all.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, now I would argue that like a place like Trapper Sushi, man, the way they do certain sushis, you don't ever have to touch raw fish, and they have batter fried, you know, fillings, if you will, for this. I mean. Yes,
that's a place to bring someone who's on the fence about sushi or doesn't like sushi. You could probably, you know, that's like the gateway drug to sushi for them.
Yeah. Oh, totally. My favorite thing with sushi is I know how much of a fan Steve is with sushi because he went to a sushi place in Nashville, Tennessee.
I did.
Nowhere near any body of water whatsoever. Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to this sushi place.
Well, in my head, I'm hoping that they have a really nice like fish tank and they just like that's where they get their fish.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, all right. And all else fails, you just get the California roll. And it's just that, it's that K-Rab meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not real crab.
Nope, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a couple in Israel, and they're getting divorced after 17 years of marriage. Now, why is this happening? Well, the reason for the divorce is because their garden has been overrun by dangerous wild boars. And they wild boars can be a beating. I watched enough Survivor to know they can be a beating.
Oh, wild boar. As you said, wild whores. I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'd begin divorced. I mean,
I don't know. What if they were wild whores in your favor?
Can't trust them.
Oh, that's what it is. All right. And so why are wild boars overrunning their garden? It's because the wife won't stop feeding them, so they keep coming back. And the guy's she lets these wild boars come into our garden. She feeds them. It's really bizarre. I'm afraid of them attacking me. They've already attacked people in the city. It's a life-threatening situation. And they can be vicious, these wild boars. The wife, though, is like, I'm not going to stop feeding them.
I mean, will the boars be nicer because they're feeding them? You know, you hear the stories of, like, crows are friendlier to people if they give them treats. Are boars?
I don't know if crows can actually kill you the way a wild boar can.
True. I mean, if they were as big as a boar, they could. But you're right.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really know if the boars end up going, "Hey, buddy, you know what? Don't worry about it." But see, I would be afraid that like they would be in competition with me for the wife. You know, sometimes you got dogs that do that. They get mad if you're the mm-hmm. new boyfriend in a relationship. The dog is not happy if she's like, you know, the. Yeah, I mean, I've known that's happened. I've had to deal with that way back in the day. It's like, oh, were you serious with your stupid dog?
I'd love to know why. Like, why can't you just not feed the boars? I mean, if it's actually what the guy is saying, and it sounds like this is a legit fear. Like, if it's attacks some people in the city, why would you want them in your backyard?
Yeah, I don't. I try to get in the head of people that don't understand. Like, these creatures are wild. Their job is to go find their own food. They don't need you to feed them because if you weren't around, what would they would you know? They're not domesticated, so they'll find their way. They'll go out and do what they got to do. So the dude was like, "Hey, it's either me or the boars," and she chose the boars.
You got to be kidding me!
She likes the boars more than him. So
after
he's
17 years together, she's.
Yeah. I don't think she really liked him. That's the.
It's been 17. She's been waiting for that final straw, and it's the wild boars.
Yeah, she probably found him boring. Thank you.
I'm choosing the boars over Rip.
Oh.
I'm doing it. Sorry. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's 17 years of marriage. She chose the boars over the boar.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right. We got a couple getting divorced because the woman won't stop feeding dangerous wild boars Based on this, what was the most ridiculous reason why a relationship ended for you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Sean in Mukilteo. Sean, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So this all happened back in about 2006, 2007. I was dating one of my sister's best friends.
Okay.
Which is always a bad idea to begin with. But anyway, the ex before her ended up sending a very explicit email to my then at the time girlfriend, which she believed, and it was around the holiday season, so it had to do with my quote unquote candy cane.
Okay. So wait a second. An ex girlfriend of yours somehow sent a message to your current girlfriend.
Yeah, and I have no idea even how she got the email address.
All right.
Damn.
So and so, spiteful.
And so, what did that lead to the breakup? Is that what happened?
Oh yeah, no. She accused me of doing that, and I explained to her that I had nothing to do with that. That was all false information that she had received. Spiteful.
Well, you've really got some women in your life. Those two women, not exactly the most stable.
I tend to go after the crazy.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Yeah, man, it is amazing that some people will put the time into that. Like, you know, somebody broke up with you and you're willing to put the time into hunting down their new girlfriend or new boyfriend, get their email address, then just send this horrific stuff out there rather than just maybe go find somebody new to make you happy to be with.
Man, it's just sometimes I think people just get lost in their own like craziness. And it's funny though, he says that I'm a fan of crazy, because I remember I had a buddy many years ago and he was asking me about a girl that I knew, and he's like blah blah blah, and I'm like, he's like, I'm getting a vibe though that she's kind of nuts, and I'm like, that vibe is correct. And I gave him like reasons why, and then like a few weeks later he's telling me how they've been hanging out for a couple weeks and they're getting serious, and I'm just like, well, okay, I mean, this is, and it didn't end well. And when it didn't end well, I was like, you know that there were like red flags before you guys even had your first date. And he's like, oh, I know. I was figured that the sex would be good, and it was, but it wasn't worth it. I was like, okay, well, you know, valuable lesson.
I feel like it's worth it if you can end it. It's like, if you're not with that person, then down the road, you're going to take a look and go, yeah, as crazy as things were, you know what, though? I mean, I like sex, and so that, you right. know, it's not like you got to
get married. Didn't get married. Didn't have any kids.
Yeah. I think he's the winner, you know, because he got out and
you're
he got to
winner.
Have some good sex.
How about this texter says, Steve, I was with this girl for 3 weeks. She told me that I killed her and our two kids in a past life, and I have a lot of things to make up for it because of it. I stood up and I just left. Red flag.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, man. Part of me would want to stick around just to see if we could resolve this.
Wow.
I don't know, like, what do I have to do to make up for killing our kids and killing you in a past life?
Okay. You know, this is, again,
they were together for 3 weeks.
Dude, this is my wife's people. Wife's people are the people, well, you know, oh, they believe in the past lives, reincarnation, whatever. And look, I have no idea if any of this is true. But, you know, the thing is that 99.9% of us do not remember any past lives. And so, therefore, whatever I'm thinking in my head is either a hallucination, a dream. Come on. You know, you can't tell somebody that they did that. I mean,
what are the odds, though? Like, if let's just say she believes all that stuff. What are the odds that she actually, in this entire world, ran into the person that she was once with that killed her?
Well, did you ever hear
life?
Did you ever hear the joke? I don't know who did this. It's a great joke where, have you noticed when people do past life regressions, they're not just regular people. They were always princes or princess. Like, they were always important people.
Right.
It's like, you know, as opposed to, oh, yeah, I was the janitor. Nobody ever goes, in my past life, I was a janitor. And I really didn't do much. And there was no excitement in my life. It's such, oh, it's like that hokey. I'm just so, and I use the word hokey. Well, I wanted to do something else. But you know what? We're still in, you know, a friendly station.
So he said, for my 25th birthday, my girlfriend invited her friend over for a threesome. The next day we broke up because I enjoyed it.
What?
?
Yeah. The thing is, as a dude, you really, boy, oh boy, you got to pay attention to these deals that are too good to be true.
So what? Like in that situation, you got to find like a way to like enjoy it, but not show that you're enjoying it that much.
You really have to not do it at all. I'm telling you, there's no winning.
Oh, you can't like in the throes of passion be like, oh, you're so much
actually, you're not as good as my girlfriend. She's so much better at you than this.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean,
but
if you,
don't
you
worry.
About
it feels good, though. I appreciate you doing this to me. Like, is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you're really not supposed to do it. I mean, honestly, unless you know going in, this relationship's over. If you're like, I don't care about this relationship, because it will end. I mean, unless you've got enlightened people. But how many of them are out there that are really enlightened enough that they don't mind watching you rail somebody else and have a great time?
Well, unfortunately for him, he was 25 when this happened. I can't imagine he's ever gotten a better birthday gift.
Yeah. That's a great birthday gift.
Does it get any better than that? Like, that's quite the gift.
And at 25, again, I mean, you're the winner, right? He's not with that person, and he's still got to have that birthday gift.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to be with somebody that goes, here, we're getting you this for your birthday, and then you enjoy the cake, and then they get mad at you for eating the cake, you don't want to be with that person.
Do you share that birthday gift with future girlfriends? Like, let's say he's now 35, and, like, he's with somebody, and they're like, well, you know, Sheila, back when I was 25, she brought her friend over. That was a pretty cool gift. Did you say that?
Yeah, Steve, I think you know the answer to that question.
I don't need to ask that question.
Yeah, I mean, if you just don't have the courage to end a relationship, that's the way to do it.
Well, this person said, I was dating a girl in high school. I found that she was poking holes in my condoms with a needle.
Oh, boy.
Screw you,
that's
Sam.
That's not cool.
Yeah, Sam. That's
not
cool.
That is so not cool. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Barbara in Tacoma. Barbara, you are on the rock.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys today?
Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Great. Well, I had a really crazy Aunt Bee. She was cuckoo, I mean, like a loon. And her and my uncle were married for 50 years.
Wow.
And after the third time she tried to kill him, he finally left her.
Whoa. Wait. What?
Oh, she was just like one time he was out fixing something on the roof. And she knocked the ladder out from underneath him, right? And he broke his arm and all this stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Then she was, like, putting stuff in his food, making him sick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then the last time they were getting ready to go to dinner, and she was driving, which she shouldn't have been. And he came around, you know, the front of the car to get in the car. She pinned him up against the garage with the car.
Okay.
Was that the final straw?
That was it. He's like, I can't take it no more, man.
Wow.
She would do things like, he would wake up with a pillow over his head.
Wow. All right. She needed to talk to somebody. Can you tell me how long ago this was, like from the car incident? When did that happen?
This was back in probably the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, you know, you guys, you young kids today with your rock and roll music and you're getting to basically express yourself everything and not have a problem. This stuff like that happened, and really, you just didn't say anything about it. Like, I can imagine him like, there's nobody I can tell about this, really, because nobody is. People did a lot of really weird and effed up stuff that was accepted by society. Like, well, just work that out. You guys need to work that out. You know, she's obviously pissed. What did you do wrong? I could hear people go, what did you do wrong? Because you probably deserve to have yourself pinned up against the garage with a car. Which nowadays you hear a story like that and you go, that woman should be arrested. But boy, back then I grew up with a lot of stories like that where it's like my brain could not figure it out. My brain just couldn't figure out. Like, I had a cousin that she ended up getting divorced because she had an abusive husband. And my family was so mean to her and called her such a failure. And I remember here I am at 12 years old. You know, my family hates me because I'm like, I don't understand why she's the bad guy here. It makes no sense to me. I feel like she's smart because she got away from that idiot so her kids wouldn't be in danger. And my whole family looked at me like I was insane. It's like, you don't understand. She's divorced. You don't ever get divorced.
There was a massive amount of embarrassment back in those days for people that would get divorced. I remember my aunt, she had a failed marriage. It was like a year. It was not good. It was very abusive. And she got out of it quick. And it was like almost like never spoken of. Like,
yeah.
And then she ended up, you know, marrying my uncle, sadly no longer with us, but it's the most incredible person. And like that would have never happened had she not left. So it's like, it's such a funny thing. Like, so she should just stay in this situation and be miserable? Or should she just get out while she still can and get into a better situation?
That's how society has evolved. And obviously, if you weren't alive for that, you just don't know. You never lived it. And your brain can't comprehend that was the norm. Like, you know, she would have to, she had to probably fight so much scorn and ridicule to do what she wanted to do just so that she could have a normal life and not be treated like crap.
Right.
Which, you know, but, and nowadays, of course, no one would say anything to her. But back then, yes, Stephen. So I really could see this dude go, okay, I don't want to deal with people calling me a divorcee, but I mean, this is the third time she's tried to kill me. I need to get out.
Yeah. Can you stop waking me up with a pillow over my face, please?
Wow.
Trying to get a good night's sleep.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.